Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back here live at baseball's winter meetings. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Talked to Brett Boone a little while ago.
Yep.
Where did he get all his wisdom and knowledge? Well, how about the person who's sitting down with us right now? I was trying to figure out how to introduce him. I know he works in the Nationals front office, but he doesn't need any introduction. In San Diego, the great baseball family, Bob Boone, legendary catcher and now a World Series champion with the Nationals. Congratulations,
Thank
sir.
Thank you very much. I've been fighting to get another, get a title. When I was with the Phillies, we won in 1980. And I was laughing about it. I said, only took me 39 years.
Isn't it crazy just how hard, and I don't think people really understand just how hard it is to climb that mountain. You know, as a player, as a GM, as an assistant GM, as a front office person, it's really hard to do.
Well, yes. I mean, moving up the ladder always is. You know, I know we just experienced that World Series, and I just used to beat on guys. And I'm telling you, I had a record at one time as a player tied with Don Sutton and Reggie Jackson. I'm sure it's expunged now because there's so many more playoff games. But the three of us had the most losing playoff games in history. I said, well, that means we were there a lot. But I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard to win. It's really hard. It's not always the best team. You need a lot of heart, you need a lot of fight, and you need a lot of breaks.
Well, and that's I think, the thing that kind of sums up the national season, you know, last year. A lot of heart and a lot of fight, and the team was pretty much written off, you know, at the beginning of the year. And then you guys went on this run and really ripped off the best record in baseball after that bad start.
It really wasn't so much a run as it was we made a couple bullpen moves.
Yep.
And then the guys, the way they played, they just decided, okay, we know we're really good, and we're going to play really good.
And they did.
And they did. It's really kind of a miracle. If you'd seen the team before that, everybody's going to get fired.
Yeah, everybody was losing
their
job.
And all of a sudden, wham, and you expected to win every day. And, of course, we have the ability to throw a really good pitcher out there every night. And
one or two, yeah.
That really helps. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Well, you guys locked up just one of the best to do it yesterday. Locked him up, and he's going to remain a National for a long time. And I know you guys had to be really excited with that yesterday.
Very excited yesterday. You know, I get asked all the time, would you sign this guy? Or would you like this guy? And I say, of course. And then the owner asked me, well, it's going to cost this much money. I said, you asked me if I wanted it.
Yeah, I
wanted
it.
Absolutely. I said, I don't know. I mean, the costs are way over my head.
That's on
You know, they'll tell me, well, $30 million is a lot. And I said, you know, I think a million's kind of a lot, too. I said, but I can't answer. I know. I said, I'm in charge of making the team better. He makes the team better. I want him.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask me about the money aspect, I said, you got to show me your books.
Yeah, that's not my department.
I don't know if it's a good deal or not.
It is interesting, the economics of baseball, how they've changed. Yesterday, I had the news conference announcing about Marvin Miller going into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and obviously his contributions. Ted Simmons as well, a catcher that I'm sure you know pretty
well,
getting in. Just some thoughts, though, on kind of how that changed, because you were kind of there a little kind of the beginning part of that, well, of that change.
Did you have to have a second job in the off season? Did you play ball and then go home and sell insurance or something? Or
no, not when I was a big leaguer. I should have. In the first year, minimum salary or the salary was $15,000.
Unbelievable.
No.
And I became a player rep for the Phillies, and then became the National League player rep, or the president of the National League for about 12 years. Under Marvin. And it was, when people asked me about Marvin, I said, you know, I'd gone to Stanford and had a lot of interest in education, and I started going up to the meetings, and Marvin was like a professor. You just sat there and
you just listened
and learned a lot, and watched him do his job. and how he brought people together, which is the big thing that was needed. And at the time, you know, we won some big deals.
Yeah.
But the players were underfunded so badly, we were really strong. And we talk about it, and then the last commissioner.
Bud.
Bud Selig. Yeah. Did a great job. He should be the next guy in the Hall of Fame. He went 10, 12 years with no conflict.
Yep.
And people started realizing, and it was my big thing, is that this is a pendulum effect. You know, when both sides are making money and that pendulum's sitting there, there's no striking here.
Yeah.
When the pendulum gets way over, now you've got a lot of strength. You know, we always talk about how strong the players' association. Well, it was because the pendulum was so far away.
Yep.
That now we were strong. It's like, no, we're not coming back. Now we're not losing anything.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden the pendulum gets on the player's side, and it's like, wait a minute, we can't strike.
Yeah, of course.
We're not going to fight as hard.
That's fascinating.
And when you keep the pendulum in the middle, we've had peace.
Yes.
And
that's what we're all hoping for, you know, moving forward. And I think this off season, and we're joined right now by legendary Bob Boone. On Ben and Woods, and, you know, we're all hoping that peace continues, and it certainly looks, based on some of the contracts we're seeing now, and it just feels different than it did last year.
All of a sudden I don't know, we're talking so much about, boy, it's things are happening faster. Well, the only guy we've signed is Strauss.
Yeah, yeah, for you
I don't
guys,
know
right.
if it's faster, but
right.
but it's definitely a lot better when there is peace from both sides.
No doubt.
And you know, there's been so much success on both sides. I mean, we're seeing dollar amounts now that are just
staggering.
Blowing your mind.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't even comprehend that. It's like, how can you turn that number down? I don't even know what it is, but I know one thing. You never have to work again.
Never.
Your
yeah.
family
right.
or your grandkids.
Bob, you won 7 gold gloves in your career, 4-time All-Star. And I feel like the defensive metrics of catchers nowadays, we talk about it a lot. We've got a catcher here in San Diego, Austin Hedges, who, right. I mean, they say he's the best pitch framer in baseball. Obviously, that's probably not something you thought a lot about when you were catching.
Well, I thought about it a lot.
You did think about it
a lot. I was really good at it.
They didn't know how to measure it back then. Like
yeah,
they
we didn't
do
measure
today.
It. Just
he just did it.
Well, I just don't tell anybody. I mean, I talk to the umpires every day. I said, no, I'm catching it correctly. I said, you're talking to me about that. I said, the people in the stands don't see it.
Yeah.
So they're not on your rear end.
Yeah.
I said, I know these players coming up to bat are pissed off at you, but it's about catching correctly. And Hedges is really good. I've watched him a lot.
Nowadays,
as far as
they want more offense.
Well,
out of the catching position,
the problem,
I mean, how important is that?
Well, it's big important. Yeah. I mean, there's guys being traded on that stat and signed because of that stat, because that is so important. The problem with that, from my standpoint, is I look at catcher. A big part of my job is helping catchers be better catchers. And how do you do it? And to me, the problem I have with when you rate somebody on those numbers, I'll guarantee you, if you catch Greg Maddux, you catch these guys who really put it there that are really good, they get more strikes.
Yeah.
We had 100 years ago, we played a game in San Diego with Jim Cott and Randy Jones. Now, Randy Jones, when he got the Cy Young, he lost 20 games.
You were out of there
year.
In time for dinner, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, we played, it was like an hour and 10-minute
yep.
game.
It's amazing.
And, you know, the outside corner was about 4 inches wide, and Jim Cott could put it there. And Randy could certainly put it there. You know, you step out of the box and I know where Randy's going to throw it. He's going to throw it to the outside. I can't even reach it, and I'm standing on top of the plate. And when you get that, boy, the catcher had a great night.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely.
Great pitch,
you
Randy.
Know, and when you know, if you caught Greg Maddux, it was a strike.
Yeah. When and then you get a rookie who's throwing, you know, wild 95, but you don't know where it's going. The umpire doesn't even give you when
he's
crossing
it
the plate.
Well,
yeah.
I'll never forget. It was my first year, a rookie year with the Phillies, and we're playing the Mets. And every time we played the Mets, Tom Seaver was pitching.
Of course.
Tom Seaver was the greatest pitcher I ever saw.
And I was going to ask you who the hardest one yet that you faced.
Well, I got hits off. Well, I shouldn't say I got hits off him. I got more hits off of him than any other pitcher. A guy sent me a whole stat thing one day, and I'm going, really? I said, he's the best. I said, but he'd let me get a hit. I'd get a hit off him. But if you had players out there, something, just forget it. And I was, it was my rookie year. I was standing up there hitting. Now, he could throw a slider away on the black as good as anybody. And he'd throw a fastball that'd start low and rise to your knee.
Ugh.
And I asked the umpire. He called a pitch, and I said, I stepped out. I said, that's not even close. I said, what's the deal? And he said, Bob, that's Mr. Seaver on the mound.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now I know. Why don't you take a bat?
Yeah, now I know.
And I'll just go back to the dugout.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. This is all day.
You know, we talked a little bit about the Steven Strasburg contract earlier. Your boss and the Washington Nationals owner has said in the past, recently, there's probably only one him or Anthony Rendon. Right. So where does that leave the Nationals right now? Because Rendon was certainly as big a part of that World Series title as anyone last year.
Rendon, well, the two of them.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Stras, who was great, has really, I don't say learned how to pitch. He came in as such a great pitcher. But he's changed. You know, he's not just a velocity thrower. He's got such a great curveball.
The changeup.
You watch the pictures that they can show you on TV now where here's three pitches that are leaving the hand
the
in the
overlay.
Same spot.
Yeah.
And they all move 6 feet in different directions. And Strauss is fantastic. And I mean, we don't win without him.
Yeah.
We don't win without Scherzer. We don't win without Rendon, for sure.
Soto, yeah. I mean, it's just, what
Soto.
A team.
And so when you start breaking that up, it's like, wait, we just got here. We've been 15 years trying to get here. We just got here. You can't break this up now.
Yeah.
When you're really good, you got to get paid.
That's exactly right.
And you know, there's limits. There's certainly limits on every owner's pocketbook, but there's also the limits on where you get taxed if you go over your money. So,
well, and we've seen so many teams win a World Series and then blow the thing up the next year. I mean, credit to the Nationals for at least right now, they brought back their ace. They brought back that World Series MVP that got them there.
And a big part of it is the player wanted to be here. You know, I mean, there was so much energy and talk, you know, because Strauss from San Diego.
Well, we wanted him here back.
It's like, whoa, that was the perfect spot.
Perfect fit.
But he had already moved. He had a family. And there's a lot, too. I've always argued about it because there's only two handfuls of people that have played in the same team for their entire career.
Yep.
And for me, that's really special. I think what Ripken did, what George Brett did in staying there, it's you know, you get your family, you get your friends, the kids in school, you know, you don't have to change or move back, or the kids are going to school and you got to come back to San Diego.
Paychecks are bigger and you don't have to move and it's not a big pain.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and whatever the numbers are now, you never have to work again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just got to find somebody to invest it
right,
not lose it.
You know, one person who always said that he enjoyed turning over the back of his baseball card and seeing the same team listed for every season was Tony Gwynn.
Yep.
Tony Gwynn, who happened to also be the baseball coach of Steven Strasburg at San Diego State University.
Well, I mean, Tony was so special. A great basketball player coming out of San Diego State. I mean, you know, when that's my home, I'll do it. And your whole life is taken care of. You have so many friends. You have so many interests. And you don't have to pack up and pack and go back home or do anything. And, of course, this was his home.
Yep.
And it's just very special. I just think the players, the only players that get to do that are the great players.
There's no doubt about it. You got to be really proud of your boys as well. I mean, you know, big leaguers, and now Aaron, of course, managing the New York Yankees. I mean, what the job he did last year with that team that was basically spent their life in the trainer's room, and to win all those games and be that close.
It was pretty magical for him.
It was. And
we like Brett a lot, too.
Yeah, Brett's been great. Brett has been great, and so I wanted to ask you, how many grandkids do you have?
10.
Do you want one more? Because I was thinking about bringing my kid over, letting him just grow up around you guys, and then I can be assured that maybe he's in the big leagues.
You got to understand, though. It's my wife, Sue.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to show you a picture. I'll show you a picture, and you tell me. Let's add another one to the litter over there, and we'll get him into the bigs someday. I'll drop him off this afternoon.
My youngest son, they just had a baby girl, and we got to babysit for her this weekend. Had a blast.
Yeah, it's the best.
Well, and it's like, well, you're not going to play baseball here for us, but let's see if we can get you to walk early.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob, congratulations on the new grandbaby. Congratulations on the World Series title, those rings you'll be getting starting next year to go with the one that you got back in 1980 with the Phillies.
Well,
it's awesome.
It's so special. You spend your whole life. I've spent my whole life.
Yep.
Trying to get a World Series ring. A lot of playoffs we lost. We came this close. There was this play or that play that took it away from
it
you.
Eats at you, I'm sure.
And it's like you just can't imagine how hard it is to win.
Yep.
It's the same way the Super Bowl. There's like one winner this year in football. There's one winner in baseball. And it's like, no, there are a lot of other teams that had great years.
No doubt about
it. But you fell short. And it becomes so pressing on you. You got to win it, and it's really hard. I always tell Mike Rizzo from the time I worked there, I said, "Mike, we got to have heart on this team because heart is what wins it. Everybody's got talent, and it's really hard."
Feels like that's what the Padres are looking for.
Yeah, a lot of heart.
You know, Tommy Pham, some of the acquisitions they're making. Well, Bob, really appreciate it. We've almost had the whole set. We had Brett on.
Yep.
Got Bob on. Can you order Aaron?
Bring Aaron up here. You're his dad. You tell him to come up here.
I don't even talk to Aaron.
You know, it's funny. That's what Brett said.
That's what Brett says, too. Bob, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
Boone,
much.
All-star catcher, World Series winner now in the front office with the Washington Nationals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.